to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggi.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Penduka.
Yeah.
Another week.
Another hour.
Upside down.
It's upside down.
Oh. We're so used to this, you know.
This is dope, man.
This is dope, man. So we won an award at the Generation Next Awards.
I saw that.
Craziest thing is we were nominated against everyone who doesn't want to come on the show.
Oh, is it? Who nominated with?
Let me check.
Who will be nominated?
Coolest Somebody. Local online.
And the nominees are?
Yeah, coolest local online influencers.
The nominees are? Mm-hmm.
Nomza Mombata, Connie Ferguson, Zozi Bini Tunzi.
Mm. Okay, former Miss SA.
Boiti Tuli.
Boiti Tulo.
Tulo. Did I say Tuli?
Yeah.
Askies. Nivan Ferris, Casper Nyovest, Somizi Mtlongo, Mihlali Ndamase, Sima, and the winner was...
Mechi.
And...
Beautiful. Welcome.
Woo!
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, man. Nice one. Ah, we're out of space, dog. Let me take this one home.
Shut up for now. Man, I take this. Bigger pants.
Do you know, there's going to come a point where we tell our kids, hey, you know, I was once famous.
Yeah, this is one of those.
Ne? We used to win all the awards. Hey, back in our time.
Okay.
Because, like, they wouldn't know what the fuck we did, who we were. Nah, you know what I mean?
I doubt it.
It's crazy, man. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Saw Pendukas, Black Studios, Dudu back from her vacation is here. Glowing like a motherfucker. Did you see Dudu's glowing?
Yeah, it was a vacation. It was with your Uli.
Was
your girlfriend? Well, it's still a vacation if it's girls, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, shout out.
With your vacation?
She's glowing. You think that Chloe? We are blue clue. It's my blue clue.
Ghost ladies, who's Kamele?
Who's Kamele?
Yeah, that's how you know the show's going to be fire.
Wow.
Who's Kamele?
Yeah, ask her to stand up. Ask her to stand up. Stand up.
Oh, what happened? What happened?
I'm just sweaty. It's hot. Yeah, she's.
Oh, come on.
It's Dove 606.
Come on. Okay, cool.
Noah's here. Fat Checker's here. Simpio is here.
Shout out.
Penduka, how long have I known you, bro?
For a long time.
Ne?
Yeah.
I've known Saul for a very long time, ne? Mm-hmm. But last week fucking killed me, bro.
What happened?
I've never seen Saul twerk for a billionaire like last week.
Oh! Oh, it's great.
Drop it.
Okay. Let's hear this. I know where this is. Fuck you. I know where this is going.
Let me give you context.
I know where this is going.
So we're at the Royal Heritage Festival,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we meet some vendor billionaire, right? They exchange numbers with Saul, right? Clean, no problem. So last week after we recorded, I'm downstairs. You know, David Mashela, there's two floors.
Yeah.
So I'm downstairs.
I knew this would be content. I remember I was like, hey, Umek, what's your crew man?
Yeah.
So Saul is upstairs. Nizwa. Yeah. I spoke to the team. We're going to have your son on Spreading Humors.
And popcorn and cheese.
No, that's not so cool.
We're going to have your son on because the son, the billionaire, has got a son. He's 11 years old. He's got a podcast, yeah?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So Saul's like...
I'm the second son.
So Saul's
the son's brother.
So Saul's like, so we're going to have him on Spreading Humors. Boom, boom, boom.
No, wait.
First voice note.
Mac, first he said we'll have him here.
No, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. Okay. Second voice note. And you know what? I'm thinking it'd be dope if your son can come and watch us work during the normal podcast.
Yeah.
And then he asks Dudu, he's like, Dudu, can this 11-year-old come and watch us podcast? And then Dudu's like, dude, do you know the content we do?
Oh, shit.
How can an 11-year-old sit in during the podcast?
Yeah, I was like,
yeah. Sharp.
And then he sends another voice note.
Yeah. Listen, man. I don't think your son coming on the show will happen. Boom, 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 boom. Sharp. Sends the voice note. So now we go outside. So I'm like, Saul, so Vele, you thought it would be a good idea for an 11-year-old to come sit in during our show. He's like, yo, man, this guy's a Fender billionaire and he's got a real plane.
I said he's got a real plane.
Not a real jet. A real jet.
Oh, yeah, he does, bro.
Not hey. What we traveled on.
Hey, that's a big boy right
that's
there.
What, yeah, that's what song.
Oh, so I'm like, what must I do, dog?
Hey, man. Better recognize. So he's talking about calling Mashawana, right? No, man, you know what happened, bro? We got there, right? So,
hey, I've never seen Saul twerk for a billionaire, bro.
Hey, yeah, I don't
he was like, listen, I'll get you on Spreading Humors, but there's more.
Popcorn.
You can even
cheese.
See it on us.
Check out the kid, Super Mesh. That's the son.
So it happened?
No, man. Yeah. He was on Spreading Humans.
Wow. So when you flying on the jet?
I don't know. I'll call him up. But like, yo, fam. Like, yo, bro, I gotta go to Venda. Can I please just use your jet?
Son is opening doors for us.
I'm opening doors for you. Men have the money. No, man, you know what happened, right? So I've seen this guy and the work he does, like his philanthropic work and helping people. He builds people homes and stuff. He really does amazing. So we got there, because remember, we're sitting on the other side. And then the president's son called us, like, yo, come chill with us. Why are you guys here? Then we chill. So when we get there, I'm like, no, man. I'm like, yo, bro, I love your work. And Colin Mashawan, I love your work. He's like, yeah. You guys, man, you know, because he's seen the podcast. He knows what we do, you know? His brother is a chiller, like, because the brother then came. So he's telling me about his son, bro. This kid, at the age of seven, obviously helped by dad, you know, and I think that's why we all work, so that our kids are in a better position and they can realize their dreams. He started a superhero, like a comic superhero kind of character called Super Mesh, and the company made like over $3 million.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And it was like seven. Thank you. Wow. See what I mean? So these are the kind of
messages. Yeah, but doesn't mean he must work for
then
him.
Then he gave a TED talk. What the flip, man? The kid has done amazing, you know? So he was like, I was like, no, man, definitely we need to, you know, put the word out there about the work that the kid does. And then now the kid's got a podcast and he's only 11. Mm. Imagine if he podcasts for the next 7 years.
Mm.
What is he going to be doing at the age of 18?
What,
with the resources as well.
What else were you willing to do for this billion?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's giving, you know.
You have a 10-day vendor. Oh, what do you have? What did you get?
You're looking at Tendani Pindu. I'll build Tendani Mall.
Bro, I've never seen you like that, bro.
For real. Yeah, bro. I'm hardly like that. Bro. But it's impressive. Isn't this impressive what I just told you?
It is, but...
And then the dad is building people homes, like people who have never had the dignity of sleeping in a normal bed, in their own bedroom. These are old people.
You know, Come on, man. You know what Saul was close to doing?
Yeah.
Saying to his woman, listen, man, just have dinner with this guy. It's just dinner.
Just.
I'll wait outside.
Yeah.
Imagine.
And the lady's like, no,
just
I can't.
Call me.
I can't go in. Who's this guy? Why am I having dinner with him? He's a Fender billionaire. And he's got a private jet.
He has a real jet.
I wouldn't take it that far, man. When it comes to my women...
Like, what's so special about him?
When it comes to my women...
Hey, man, I've never seen you like that, dog. Hey.
When it comes to my women...
Oh, this guy was jumping hoops and balls, my man.
Nah, shout out. Thanks to...
So was busy on the phone.
Thanks to Dude for making it happen. Thank you for having that kid, Super Mesh, on Spreading Humor.
Okay, so now it's happened. What do we get now? What do we get?
Black Studios is angry now.
I was so born, Antoine. I could learn. Now, you're dissing me. Now, you can't wait now for the cookies. That's what I'm like.
Oh,
so... make me first start like, don't know, I've got two stories. Like, I'm the fucking story.
You are the story.
On this podcast. Mac.
Hey, needs to have money, gents.
No, but I just told you, the kid has done amazing. How many kids start companies at seven and make like a turnover of $3 million or whatever?
That's
how
crazy.
Many, bro?
That's crazy.
Or how many 11-year podcasters do you know? Mm-hmm. And don't you start pushing
but
that.
But you thought it would be a good idea for him to sit in on our show, an 11-year-old.
Well, to see how things work, how podcasts are done. You know, but now I realize, dude was like, hey, man, don't get ahead of yourself. Don't get ahead of yourself. No 11-year-old can watch this. But you'll be surprised, man. I'm worried about a lot of people's parenting because a lot of kids I meet with their parents, the kid will be like, an 11-year-old, I love the podcast.
Ish.
I'm like...
Isn't it TikTok?
Nah.
Watch the whole show.
Yeah, there's kids who watch this podcast, bro. And I'm worried about some parenting.
Wait, are the TikToks censored, though?
No, they're not.
Are they?
Oh, that's. I'm just saying, the TikToks, are they censored?
No.
They're not censored.
Oof. That's crazy.
That's wild, yeah, but it's crazy. I'm like, damn, man. I mean, we speak a lot of sense, you know, but in Kamba and, you know, the language is like, hey, man.
Yeah.
We don't speak like this around our kids.
My kids don't watch the podcast.
We don't speak like this around our kids as well.
Yeah.
Definitely.
There's just certain things you don't want kids accustomed to.
Yeah. Speaking about podcasts, man, did you hear there's this lady who went on, who's the guy we had here, man? Skim GP.
Mm-hmm.
She went on his podcast and she was talking about how she dates nigga for revenge. And after she slept with a nigga, she opens a rape case.
I retweeted the thing in shock. Can't get on Skim GP's.
Skim GP.
What's the context?
I don't know. I didn't watch the full show. And we're talking about it because we're just clipping, so we don't know the full context.
Okay. But let me play you. I think that's very important. What the fuck? That thing is disgusting, man.
Dude, listen to this, man.
A grown ass woman.
You didn't connect. Yeah, please connect for me.
Foul, crazy, right? Fucking foul.
She's proud about it.
Fucking foul.
Yeah.
So. It's like a much it just fell in with you, ne?
Hey, it's wild, dog.
That's why there's nothing in the streets out there, gents. For real, man, you know?
Ask yourself why.
There's nothing
the except vendor billionaires and private jets.
Why?
Yeah, there's nothing in the streets.
Now you have to aim high.
Let me play this.
Nothing in the streets, man. There's all too. But rape.
Hey, dog. How wild, bro.
Nothing in the streets, man. Find yourself a woman.
Confessing about her past?
Listen.
This is how she moves.
Come on.
So listen, but like I said, we didn't watch the whole episode, so okay. I'm just clipping here. So
which is also dangerous. Yeah. That's why I was like, I was hoping we have a bit of context.
Yeah, but let me play it for you nonetheless.
Eat a guy.
Yeah.
On my dating ages. When I date a guy, it wasn't out of love. It was out of revenge of what happened to me. I will date you today after 2 weeks when we sleep together. Tomorrow go hubule like Casey rape. Are you happy? Tomorrow go hubule like Casey rape, and mind you will be arrested. I did that to several guys.
Anger.
Listen to that. Hey, you just came GPR. Hey.
Nah, man, that's fucking foul, man. That's disgusting, bro.
Where's Mike? Dude.
Okay, dude. Oh, dude, are you coming?
Vacation.
No, but I'm not justifying what she's saying, but from just the beginning of the clip, it sounds like she was raped before. So when she's saying it's revenge, I think it's based off the fact that she was raped and the person probably was never prosecuted. And then moving forward, she was just taking it out on anyone that is male. That's how it sounds to me.
And hurt people.
Exactly, you know, literally. Honestly, I think that's the context of it, is that she was raped before.
And that's
the
sad.
Literally. Horrible. And the person never got prosecuted for it. And then moving forward, she was like, you know what? F niggas, fuck niggas, I'm going to... Every time I sleep with a man, I'm gonna, open a case.
And that's horrible, man.
It is wrong. That
she was raped. It's awful.
But it's a trauma response, I believe.
Yeah, no. But guys, R. Kelly was molested as a kid. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And a lot of people who do messed up things to kids also had messed up things done to them as kids. And that's horrible. That's awful. But it doesn't make it right. It doesn't justify it. You know what I mean?
Because that's true. Yeah.
She was violated. You know, that's horrible. But now she's violating innocent people and ruining their lives.
That is true.
That's fucked up.
I'm even surprised that she went on a public platform and she like spoke about it. I'm shocked.
That is evil, man.
I feel like, evil. With this, I love podcasting and what it has done for a lot of people. But I feel like some people create podcasts. They don't have a vision of what it is about, and then it's just conversations that go left a lot of the times. And I'm basing this off of like American podcasts. You will listen and you wonder, why are we even bringing this up? Shouldn't you be talking about this with your therapist? Maybe, you know, because even with her.
Are allowed to speak.
Yeah.
They are allowed.
What is podcast for? Yeah. Honesty.
It's a reflection of life.
Yeah, we need honesty
that.
And proper, like, you know.
Discussions.
Discussions and proper engagement and conversation.
True, I agree. But
did you forget
believe...
what podcast you work for? Yeah,
she wants people to thank be PC you. On podcasts.
No, I don't want that. But I feel like, don't you think she should have shared that with, like,
it's her
therapist?
Truth.
Yeah, but it's fine to share it on the podcast.
It's her truth.
It's ugly and disgusting.
It is
but it's, the, it's her truth.
Foul. Yeah, it is her truth.
And it's disgusting, though, but I wouldn't say don't talk about it. Just don't fucking do those things.
Okay, but now, isn't it a thing
we
of...
We allow it on Mocha Love.
No, but now with her, isn't it a thing of the people she's, like, done wrong, the people she accused, falsely accused, shouldn't they now press charges
they
against
should.
Her?
They
so
should.
Now she brought it on a public platform, she's sabotaging herself.
So?
She sounds like a person that needs help more than anything.
So why
she
are you
does,
podcasting?
But, like, I wouldn't say...
No, I love podcasting. No, I love podcasting, Meg.
But it sounds like you're taking a stab at the podcast.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
not
like you're
at
saying the podcast,
podcast
shouldn't
no.
have put that out. In some
not,
way.
Not the podcast, but I feel like sometimes some conversations, they come, like I said, talk
is
to
it,
the
is
therapist.
Is it podcast or podcast?
Podcast.
Is it podcast?
What do you think you have to call me, Mikey?
No, but guys.
Let me call me,
wait, Aizwagal, it doesn't sound like she was raped, doesn't it? You don't think that she was molested before?
It does.
It does.
Yes.
Yes.
What does
so,
that have to
so
do with podcasting?
I'm like, just saying,
why,
no.
Why
with
is
the
level
podcast,
of podcasting? Why are you chastising
guys,
the level
honestly,
of podcasts.
No, the level of podcasts is declining with certain people. They just open mics, switch them on, and the conversation
declining,
is not conducive.
Dude, according to who?
We don't have conducive conversations sometimes.
No, I think we do most times.
This conversation is not conducive.
You know what?
How she walks away from the mic. That's not good.
You're still on vacation, eh? She's still on vacation.
So, Tutu. I'm man.
Tutu is recovering from a flu, guys. She's not okay. She's still recovering from Venda.
Did you hear what she was. Huh? From Venda?
Yeah. She had a hard time.
What a
hard time?
Hard time, Venda, hard.
No, she said she's had a flu since Venda. She's not recovered.
What is that? Now, what does that have to do with what you're saying?
No, I'm just justifying her.
You're going to blame it on the flu?
Yeah, I am. She's not well. My girl is not well, and she did not get what she wanted over this break.
Hey, but what did you understand from what she was saying?
First is that, obviously saying that she was... obviously raped, like, initially, and what made her think like this and do this woman. So, yes, I agree with Tutu on that. Yeah. Afterwards, I got lost.
You weren't listening.
I was listening, but I just felt like Tutu is just trying to... And then she went on this whole tangent on trying to say about this thing of podcasts and people talking their truth when they're supposed to go to get... And it's like, no, Tutu, for exactly what you guys said. Like, you know where you work. So she didn't help herself. That's why I say, Ututu ya gula, guys. Uya gula, Tutu. It's fine. Uya gula, literally. Dingi allergies.
I'm not happy about the way you guys are going about Tutu, so I'm gonna come with her. The whole idea is that this whole thing... Yes, I'm going to come with her.
Why,
yes,
I... Who are you going to come with her? Which is going to come with you?
The whole thing is, it's incriminating. I mean, this could actually be used as evidence. What if the cases are still going on? Like, I have questions about... how many guys has she slept with and why these specific guys? Is it the characteristics of her past victimizer or what? You get me? And secondly, if there's still an ongoing case of rape, did she drop the charges or do it? Why don't the police see you? It's a constant thing and stuff. So her talking about the fact that it's coming to the podcast, it's incriminating. This is literally evidence that's going to be used against her. And these are some things that we need to also take into consideration. As much as we're trying to be authentic and be real and state that there are women who do this, I mean, the fact that she's saying it proudly in public, it's a problem. It's a red flag. Because there are people out there who make money from these type of situations. And I don't think they would be happy with knowing that there's someone who's outing this type of information and that could be used against them. And also for rape victims. I mean, what I could say concrete evidence will we have that I'm now stating that someone raped me because of revenge or they really did rape me. You see, these type of content, it does go out of context. It does become a big problem. Mm. That's what she's trying to say.
Yeah, do
interpretation.
That's how, yes.
And but my thing is, thank you, Ne, for fixing it.
Beautiful.
Packaging it properly. But still, like, guys, if someone who's been doing foul shit comes onto a podcast and speaks about it, I'm happy because now those who are victims will get justice, firstly, and we know what kind of person you are, exactly. And we know what we've been suspecting, exactly. That it is actually something that is happening. So it's like...
It's good.
It's like
you
see someone coming onto a podcast and talks about how they molest people or kids. And you say, no, it's an on-call. Don't do that. No,
you've
it's
just
cool.
Got an insight.
Yeah, and thank then you. The well victims done. Can be able to say, I was her victim. She solicited either money from me, mm-hmm. by saying I raped her and stuff. So I'm just happy that it has come to light. As disgusting as it is, then some people will find recourse and justice, especially the victims. And it will help even other men to say, it does happen. Here's an example. And I was victim to this as well.
I agree. Fact checker one, Sol one.
So, yeah. So I say, Dudu, shout out to the podcast. You know what I mean? For getting her to reveal
Dudu that zero.
Ugly
shit,
as ugly as it is.
Dudu zero. Fact checker one, Sol one.
Dudu zero. I said, so Dudu zero. Dudu zero.
Hi,
boo. Hi. That's a fake one.
Hey, who's sorry? How do you think he's a billionaire?
Oh, I think you didn't laugh when a billionaire tells a bad joke. I'm like, in his back, and I hit his back.
I couldn't let us on. I'm not private jet.
When the niggas got a plane, dog, hey. When you gag it, boy. Everything must fly.
Anyway, what else you got for us, Ghosty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so guys, the week started off on a sad note. We lost Uzoleka Mandela.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the granddaughter of Utata Nelson Mandela. And it was due to cancer. You know, she had been very open of the journey of how she suffered. And to the extent of, she also was just open about her lifestyle. I think she had spoken about her addiction to drugs, alcohol.
Yeah, I saw that. I was surprised.
She really lived a bit of a hard life, you know. So she had a whole book that she wrote and she was very open about, you know, all the issues she had gone through over her life, you know. So now also just what was crazy about her passing on, it went to an extent where now on for her funeral, there was a list of people who she had put that they must never attend. Yay. So it was one of them was even with her uncle, Mandela, and also the two fathers of her children, because she had a number of kids. Remember?
The first two names are their baby daddies.
Hey.
For real.
Literally, yeah.
Hey.
What's the name? What Bashala?
Yeah.
And then the other baby daddy as well. First two names on the list of people she doesn't want at the funeral.
So and I'm not because I saw my name on the list as well.
No, your name is not there. What would you be doing at Zoliga Mandela's funeral?
Now we're on the list.
No, did you see that fake tweet? They put my name on the list. Oh, you didn't see it. Yeah. I was the first one.
Okay, wait. What did you ever do to
Zahra? I don't even know her, bro.
You don't even know her, ne? Mm-hmm. What, have you ever said anything?
Zero.
Be honest, Makai.
Zero.
We never knew.
Never. We've never spoken about the Madibas.
We've never spoken about her at all.
Ne?
But how crazy King Talinje was there.
Exactly, the king as well.
And then so many Mandelas are there.
Yeah.
Like family members.
So she wrote this.
Yeah.
Wow. It was her, one of her, her wish. Yeah.
And then she put a dot on, besides every name, that had sexually abused her. Manga, next to Manga's name as well.
There's a dot.
Manga Mandela.
Oh, is that what the dots mean?
How? Yeah, how? God, guys. Yeah, how?
Connect the dots, Jules.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The dots are mean, and King Talinjebo as well. The Matembo King.
Ah, that's wild, dog.
I was like, hey, man, she suffered, man. That's crazy. And then, and then baby daddy, the one was there. Okay, I don't know which baby daddy didn't come or not, but so she had the list saying these people are barred from coming to my funeral.
Mm.
Then they were there, the same people she barred.
Mm.
They were there at the funeral.
They were there, yeah, because Manja was there.
Manja was there.
Yeah.
I know the baby daddy was
there,
the one was there that from the images I saw.
Yes.
Maybe they were all there as well. But what would you do, Brad, as a family, if someone passes on and then they've got a list, they don't want these people at the funeral and some are family members?
I think you'd have to adhere to the list. Otherwise, what's a bukele?
Well, they didn't.
Mm.
But also, as much as they were her wishes, but... clearly, they did her foul because, like, if you're holding on to that grudge, even on your dying days,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not nice, man, you know?
And speaking about funerals, did you see they finally found Tupac's, the guy who shot Tupac?
Oh.
Finally arrested him after 20 years
or
something.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
But why took them so long? But apparently the guy had been talking about it, like,
yeah, he'd been
openly.
Gloating, yeah. Kiffy D.
Keith D. Yeah, I saw that. That's some wild shit, bro. So long, though. It took forever.
Yeah, there were so many conspiracy theories regarding that. So, I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to squash it. But it seems like, out of the blue, like, why now, out of 20 years, like you're saying, he's been there saying he shot the guy.
And I know, like, the case has been, because a couple of months ago, they found a gun associated to the shooting in an L.A. house or something. It's just weird, man.
Mm.
But I was like, oh, okay. Whatever. It's like, oh, okay.
Do you think if Tupac was still alive, he would have turned out to be like Snoop Dogg?
Mm-hmm. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't think so.
Mm.
Okay, maybe, though, because he did some acting and stuff. He was, you know, they loved him in the other side, like of the business commercial world as well. So I don't know, man. That's difficult to say. What do you think?
I don't know, because Snoop Dogg is like a caricature, man. He's like...
Yeah, Snoop Dogg does everything.
Yeah, it's
Snoop
not like
Dogg
a...
has done everything.
Yeah,
you know, he's not like a gangster that we know when
no,
he grew up.
No, he does roasts. Do you think Tupac would be on a roast?
You know what I mean?
A roast of so-and-so. of Trevor Noah.
Snoop Dogg gets booked in like Poland. You know those weird like countries in Europe? And he's like, okay, what are you doing in that show? You know, he's just, he'll appear anyway.
He's like that uncle as soon as he starts talking like, ah, we're a tuna, man. Hey, I'm a man. Yeah.
In my time. That's the fun in Kazam. You know those uncles, right? All of those uncles.
I think Tupac would be more like a Nas currently.
A Nas, okay. Yeah, Nas.
Just laid back.
Laid back, no?
Your Nas, maybe Jigga kind of vibes.
Mm.
Jay-Z, Tupac. Yeah. I don't think
you don't
so,
think
man.
So?
Maybe Nas.
Okay,
Jay-Z,
Nas.
I don't think so.
Jay-Z sold out, man. He sold his soul.
He bought you Jay-Z, man.
Okay,
why do you think he sold his soul?
Oh, you don't get that amount of money if you haven't sold your soul, dog.
Oh, come on.
It's Hollywood, bro. You gotta sell your soul.
Explain this thing of selling your soul. Like, Gwenzagalan, if someone has sold their soul, like...
It's doing shit just for the bag.
So, you're heartless. You Afsanabundu.
Yeah.
You reckon? Jay-Z seems very Ubuntu kind of guy, you know?
Nah, that's a facade.
Let's all grow.
Nah.
Let's get Ramani, black people.
Nah.
Let's get enlightened, black people.
I mean, I was watching this thing where they were saying Kevin Hart sold his soul because, like, one of the reasons Dave Chappelle came to SA, right, during the hiatus, they offered him $50 million for him to continue doing that show that he was doing. But they wanted him to do shit where he was mocking black people. So he was like, nah, I'm not about to do that, you know?
Who said no?
Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he mentioned a thing where, like, when they have you in the system, somehow, somewhere, you end up dressing like a lady. So that's like the tick. Once you do that, you're in the system. And then they show videos where Kevin Hart is dressing like a lady.
Oh, come on. But he's a comedian.
Yeah.
So Tyler Perry also now sold his
soul. Yeah. He's got money as well.
Ah, come on.
Connect the dots, dog.
Why is it when black people get successful, we say they sold their soul. But white people, it's fine when they are billionaires and still fine.
That's a different chat. But I'm saying, Uri, like when you sell your soul, it's when you do things that you wouldn't normally do just to secure the bag.
Yes, but I wouldn't say...
Dressing it,
I wouldn't say Kevin Hart, though, like, you know what I mean? Like, has sold his soul because he dressed like a lady. He's a comedian. That's what he does. He plays characters.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying what I saw, dog. I'm just telling you what I saw. It's not my opinion.
Nah, but it's bullshit. I call bullshit. Wrote that, I call bullshit. It's giving bullshit.
I think selling your soul would be more like, you know when your just music becomes dark? You know, you get those artists when you just, you don't get them anymore. I think that's when, for me, it will be like, I don't understand them. Nah, but there's more things that, we can let it pass.
What do you think selling your soul is?
I don't know. That's why, like, I was so fascinated when you said that. And I often hear it. And I've never actually said anyone has sold their soul. But to me, it's, like, it's similar to what you said. When you're heartless anymore and you just don't give a fuck about, you know, osenabuntu, you know what I mean? And that part of yours has died. And it doesn't necessarily need to be related to money.
So if Kai FM comes to you and say, wear a dress, would you wear it?
For what?
No, we need to address the issue. for what? Like, wear dress, why am I wearing a dress?
Some sponsor, some brand that you guys are working with wants you to wear a dress for a campaign you guys are doing.
It depends. Like, if you're saying it's for a campaign for kids, to raise money for them, I would. Yeah. For kids, you know what I mean? But, like, J&J, no. Yeah. I wouldn't. Yeah. Nah.
What wouldn't you do at Kai FM if they said do this?
Oh, a lot of things that I wouldn't do. I wouldn't suck someone's dick, for example. I wouldn't do dumb shit. There's a lot of things I personally wouldn't do, regardless of who asks me.
People that sell the soul are the ones that would suck the dick. Do you get it?
Okay, I get it. I get it. I wouldn't do that. Come on, man. I wouldn't do anything that's uncomfortable.
Like,
for me.
You know the artist Sam Smith?
Who?
Sam Smith.
Yeah.
The way he's just changed, and it's just...
What's going on over
his
there?
His music is just... I don't know. Like, I don't get... From how he entered and how we've known him, and now it's like, you see, that's for me an example of, it seems like, hey, this is Dhaka, and it's giving me the vibes of you've sold your soul to the devil or whatever. You know,
I think maybe it's a wrong term to use, selling your soul. But yeah. I think in a career, that gets to a point where, in order to get to the next level, you need to do something that you wouldn't normally do or not comfortable with.
Kevin doesn't have to worry about what people are going to say about him wearing a dress because of the long line of dress wearing people before him.
Definitely haven't ran into to put on a dress. I mean, you know, you have to have... You have to have boundaries. You have to have limits that you refuse to cross.
Wow. I don't think anyone saw this one coming.
Kat Williams is finally setting the record straight on his longstanding feud with Kevin Hart. And it looks like Kat's main issue is Kevin selling out his soul for fame.
Let's not talk about Kevin Hart no more. Y'all get me riled up when I go over somewhere and go to jail for knocking the soul out of his plane.
Kat's beef with Kevin stretches back years. And Kat previously hinted that Kevin sold his soul by stepping over his principles to get to that next level of fame. And while Kevin fired back, accusing Kat of blaming Hollywood for his personal issues, Kat refused to back down, and he's now setting the record straight on why he thinks Kevin will literally do anything for success.
And then what happened at the funeral? I saw her body got exhumed. Sorry, it was Uzolega.
Yeah, by the sister. So another thing is that her body got exhumed because she was, ideally she wanted to be buried with the her mom, obviously, and the grandmother.
Rightfully so.
But unfortunately, they said that she needs to be buried at where the ex-husband was had selected.
What the hell is going on with that family?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the baby daddies. So it's a very...
On the day, take her body.
On the day.
Kosiami.
Very bad. Actually, fact checker's got some facts for us.
Okay, all of this is alleged. However, it's not the sister. It is alleged that it's the mother's sister, Zinani.
So her aunt. Yes, she's the ambassador from South Korea, right?
Yes, and it was the aunt, the uncle, and the ex-husband.
The uncle, but it's being alleged.
Money as well. Yes. Okay.
Remember when the Mandelas, I think it was...
say that again.
Remember when... Fuck you. And I said exactly the same way. Remember? I'm going to remember. If you take that... Remember when... I won't remember in days all.
Remember?
In Kubuza. Hey, me, I don't get it, man.
I don't get it, man. Yeah. Same WhatsApp group. Yeah. Remember when the Mandelas had a reality show? Like, I think the generation of Osolega, really.
Yes.
And it was the most boring thing ever. Like, yeah. There's this action in the family.
Dude.
Like, proper fucking...
This is content.
If I'm watching a reality show, I want to see bodies get exhumed and aunts being told not to come to the funeral and dots next... That's wild. That's crazy. Mm. Far more interesting than the so-called reality show, which was like just rich kids living a quiet life.
Even that one, the kids, it's not necessarily that they had the Mandela surname, it's just that you were putting it... Because, you know, it's like, let's say your mom is married, so, like, you're supposed to take your dad's surname.
That's what I don't get about that family, man.
The father would allow. It was just a very...
That's what I don't get about that family. Like, because Nelson Mandela had one son, right? Mm. I think he passed away, ne? I think Ukulele, right?
Yeah.
And passed away, ne?
Yes.
And I think they were very open about it. It was... Oh, he has two sons. Yes, that's... So one died in a car accident. Right?
And the other one, I think it was Makato, the one who died.
Of HIV.
Yeah,
HIV AIDS. Yeah. So now, all his daughters got married, right? But then the grandchildren are Mandelas.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be like their dad's surname?
Yeah.
That's why I don't get it, man.
You know?
But I guess the surname pays also, let's be honest.
Exactly.
And it's a legendary surname, apart from maybe even if it doesn't pay. But I still find it very strange. Like, I wouldn't marry someone and then abantwana bethu babizwe
sibongo sakhe. Because I know, apparently, one of one of the daughters, Mandela's daughters, got married to the man, husband. But then the man takes the Mandela
surname. Oh!
Yeah, there was.
So he sold his soul.
Basically, that's an example of selling your soul, you know?
The man took, married into the family.
Yeah, married into the family and changed his surname.
Damn, bro.
Or double barreled his surname.
Oh!
Yeah. That's how even.
I mean, might as well just change it. Double barrel sounds worse.
That was like, woof, okay. That's how the kids now were also carrying. It was just very.
What a drama filled family, suspect. Man.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else you got for us, Ghost Lady?
So, guys, did you see on the stories, Amanda Black? I don't know, how do you feel, guys, about, you know, the artist image in terms of how do you look and how you represent yourself?
Bam sugela.
Okay, she was performing in Lesotho. I think there was a Maseru Festival the other weekend. And she really looked unkept or very kind of not too neat. Like, she didn't present herself well. Remember, she was wearing a dress. I saw that picture. Like, she was wearing a dress and she didn't look. People were just commenting on like what's going on with her, or maybe is it that now she's not getting money, she's suffering. You know, like it all goes back to the image.
Is this news? How does this make news,
dude? Like what she's wearing?
Yeah,
it's not just about. Remember, wait, guys. Check the picture.
She
naked?
No, she's not naked.
So then,
kind of looked unkept compared to
the people in Lesotho.
Yeah, but now people who know her. Let's.
You look untidy.
Come here. Let's show you. Come. Come. Let them see you. Oh.
That
that will be the first image they know if I come up there right now. Then I'm selling, looking untidy.
You're selling your soul now. Nah, man, guys, I think people must leave Amanda Black. Fuck it, man. Oh, since when?
She's not naked.
No,
she's not. Must wear. I get that, guys. Wait. Yes, there is that thing. Don't police what people wear. But in this instance, there's a kind of image that she sold to us or the people. So now when she gets, when someone takes a picture of her and it's like, hey, that doesn't look like, I was even surprised, like how that doesn't look like Amanda Black, honestly.
Man.
What about the picture, Mac? I think you're confused.
Upimbile or upimbanga.
I think it's a little bit.
And they're tight to got pants.
Ah, come on.
For me, give me vibes that like,
wrong,
you know, when you're just cleaning these stoops as a kaya vibes. You know, it's got that. Yeah, like, you know, I look like that if you find me.
So, no copra polish, mon père. You knew her from the pictures. Nah, I know you're done, man.
She wasn't late, she performed.
She showed up. Gave an excellent performance. What more do you want?
Okay, check has got something.
You niggas are bored.
And also, maybe she's changing her look. So let her be.
But this is not a fact, it's just an opinion, right?
I mean, Saul changed the look. Remember the first episode he did? Now he combs his hair now.
Now you comb, now there's a comb. That's by Saul.
Sean Puffy combs. Saul combs.
That's actually what I was going for.
That first episode,
I don't know, man. But that was my look then. Like, that was my look. Undone. That was my look.
So you see, you switched up on
and there's nothing wrong with that. Mm. And if I want to go back to my unkept look, it's fine.
Okay.
As long as I still podcast well and do my thing, it's fine. Mm. Right? Yeah.
You're saying fit check, man.
Yeah, fit check has got something.
I have a question. As a brand, don't you think that... We're not directing it to Mike G, because Mike is something else. I'm talking to Ghosty and Saul.
Mike is unkept.
So
you're trying to say...
Different animal.
Oh, you're too scared.
Different animal.
You're too scared to say Mike, you're unkept.
Mike is a different animal, man.
Mike is
Mike or Cole, see, I'm a two. Like... Botswana or whatever. Una pekenga. Miss Boys was with the other. We're not telling him. He was like, the same pants.
The same thing.
Over the same skipper.
I think
he just does it to appease my lady. That's it. Una matrile trees.
No, no, see.
Speak of Botswana. We're going to the hotel rooms. We're going to bath. Mike was like, bath for what? Let's go rock. Bring my CD back, my DJ back. Let's go rock, man.
You see in Venda. In Venda, I noticed, remember 2 days later, you came knocking in my room asking, where's my suitcase?
Dude, Meg.
I was like, no, Meg, I think it's in the room. I think it must be.
So, Nina Makosa, you got no good day, Omek, you are cancer. Aye.
What
the hell are you doing?
You're saying, but Jack.
You're asking?
No, I was asking, as a brand, wouldn't you want your look to also come with it? Because the person who started this tweet stated that they paid $250 to see her, and now they're just getting a disappointment. Because she's a brand.
To hear her sing.
It's not just about hearing her sing. Remember, looks also count. We're going to go back to please don't kill me. But we're going to go back to Uncle Waffles, right? If it wasn't for her dancing and the way she looks as appeasing to the crowd, then she'd be like any other DJ female. Your DJ Zindlers, your Miss Prusen, etc. What makes her stand out is the way she also looks and the type of brand that she's selling. So Amanda Black going to people... basically indecent, and not to say she's indecent, there could be other reasons why she came out the way she was, but coming out that way, it's going to be a disrespect because it's your brand. We know you as put together, wearing something that is traditionalistic,
yes,
looking cute, and now you're coming here and garo otsukhile mabane.
I call bullshit.
Not like that.
Do you know Cesare Evora, the lady from what's the country? It's not Cote d'Ivoire, man. What is it? Cape Verde. You know her? Somebody on.
Yes.
She used to be like global superstar. She used to perform barefoot. In fact, her nickname, I think it's the Barefoot Lady or something like that. She used to perform barefoot. People would pay thousands of dollars to see her perform because it's about her music and about her art and about her craft, right? Fela Kuti, legendary. I mean, he'd perform... would he be in his underwear sometimes, right? He'd perform in his underwear.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a classic guy, no, without shoes. Global superstar, because people are there to hear her music. Now, if Amanda's going the simple route, simplistic route, maybe she's over the Xhosa thing with the dots and the cute stuff. And it's about her music. And maybe she's going through a personal journey as well. So fuck the person who's like, I paid $250, she must be. No, you're there to hear her sing. And she wasn't naked or indecent. I think she's decent there.
Mm. I agree with you, so.
Yeah, so as a brand, what brand, man? Well, I'm there to DJ, I'm there to podcast or to do whatever I'm there to do. I mean, Oskiro is also a perfect example, you know? Before you just arrive with a free T-shirt you got somewhere, whatever, and he's there to DJ and leave. And also, maybe that's his brand or her brand as well, which is a simple, down-to-earth brand. And it matches her music, so.
Hey, what's up, yo? Yeah. I'm not speaking sense, dog.
Am I? Yeah.
True. I get you.
And her music represents that, you know? She's not singing about high heels, Prada, and stuff, so why should she be all like that?
It's fine.
Ghost lady, what else you got?
All right, okay, less on just gossip, some real stories. So I know recently we spoke about, you know, like your jobs that are becoming like extinct because of AI technology, right?
And fourth IR, yeah.
Exactly. So so now I fumbled on this thing of like cybersecurity. And it's one of those jobs that literally... at least people can go for and make their money, you know, and literally have an employment. So it even went as far as I saw this other thing of there was a massive cyber attack in Las Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the big companies that side, like it was big on just like international news, right? And it went as far. So these attackers, you know, like your
the hackers
basically, and they went as far as they, you know, it affects, you see, with your casinos, because this is in Las Vegas, and you know these companies, these corporates, like they handle your no casinos, it's hotels. So this attack went as far as affecting, you know, like how you get your key cards to enter your rooms.
Yes.
So it affected the slot machines, everything, like even their security. I think it's their servers. You see how they've got huge, like, like rooms, which like keep their service. So it was a huge attack, and it was making news, like on your international news. Mm-hmm. And
MGM, that's the company.
Yes, MGM. Yes.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
Yes,
all the big fights. They are at the MGM Arena. Yeah. Yes. Stuff, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So, and like, so it just got me thinking on, like, guys, shouldn't we be encouraging people to go back into cybersecurity?
Yeah.
Because that's at least some way you know that it's like big. And with this AI technology and like where it's going, yes, let's get, you know, forget about your common jobs and whatever. But at least cybersecurity is some way where like you need to be so.
If they had Clarifor, they wouldn't have been in this situation.
Clarifor?
Yeah.
What's Clarifor?
You don't know Clarifor? They've sponsored us before, man.
Is it?
On popcorn and cheese.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Let me Google here what they do. But they showed us some love, ne?
Oh, they showed us some love.
Yeah.
Remember, the guys even did skits. That's how the skits started, actually.
Oh, for real. Yes. With Clarifor.
Clarifor.
Wow. Yeah, they opened the floodgates.
Ah, they opened, sure. Now it's skits after skits. Hey, please.
Clarifor is one of South Africa's leading cybersecurity solution providers.
Oh, damn.
Clarifor are your company's one-stop shop for information security and information management requirements. Clarifor makes it possible for businesses to work from anywhere, anytime, keeping them safe from threats and compromised or lost data. Visit their website at clarifor.com. So remember when we lost the Tiwa Touch episode now? Could we have used Clarifor?
Yeah. Yeah, we could.
To retrieve the data. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Brilliant. Jeez.
Yeah,
wow.
Man.
For real.
Okay, let's start now.
Yeah, kids must look into
this. I like that word. Kids show love to Clarifor. Yeah, they've showed us so much love. Like, guys.
Yeah, I know, man. Shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
How safe are you on the cyber what?
Safe as in how?
Like, your passwords, are they strong? Do you have, like, could you be easily hacked? Can someone get into your cloud? What's in your cloud? Let's start there.
Wouldn't you want to know? Very private stuff is in the cloud.
But does it mimic YFM days?
Nah, not even.
No.
You use one password?
I use one password.
That's not
different
safe.
Different variations.
For everything.
That's not safe, bro.
For everything with different variations. Because if I use different passwords, I always forget.
You might use Dashlane. It's like a password.
Dashlane?
Yeah, yeah. It's a software you can use where you can store all your passwords.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do that because I'm not that safe. I use one password literally for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but iPhone also has that thing of, like, you know, it's helps you with your password.
Yes, it'll just put up a random password, yeah. A strong one.
Like, very strong.
And once again, man, we got to say there's a scammer out there. This guy won't stop, yo. Bro. Fucking hell. The scammer guy I've been telling you about.
Oh.
Who sends people emails claiming he works on the podcast and says...
Rex.
He changes names. It's Rex now.
Yeah, it's Rex now.
Yeah.
He went as far as sending an email to Griff. Remember Griff?
Griff, the
Mac
comedian.
Mama.
Yo, Mac Mama. Griff, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I got an inbox from one of the guys from Wild and Out, the show. Nick Cannon show.
What?
Yeah, one of those guys. And he's like, yo, Saul, what's going on? I'm like, I'm good, bro. What's up? I go, I see verified. I'm like, oh, it's on Wild and Out. Then it's like, is this you guys? Mm. I got an offer for money to be interviewed on your guys' platform. And I was like, nah, man, we don't pay people. And they don't pay to be here unless they're going to push a product or whatever for an interview. Cool. But generally, nah, man, we don't do that.
Bro, it's insane. Every single day, I get inundated with people asking, is this real? Is this real? And I don't know what else we can do, man. Because, like, hey, this guy is not backing down.
Desperate.
Because we wouldn't send anyone an email and start talking money and quote the money in dollars.
In dollars now, yeah.
And also, and there's no one here who's got...
And clearly this person researches because he knows when he's going for, you know, your Americans.
Griff calls Kanye, he's like, I got this email. They're saying you're going to pay me $3,000 to be in the podcast. Like, ain't no way you got $3,000.
That one must call
I'm
Griff.
I'm like, yeah, Griff,
show.
I don't.
We must chill with Griff. He's fucking hilarious.
He is.
When he's back in SA, he's a friend of the show. He's definitely fucking hilarious, man.
All right, it's time for a game. Are you guys ready for the game today?
We have a game.
Oh, let's play a game.
We're going to play Who Am I?
Who am I?
Have you played this one on Kaya, bro?
Who am I? Doom, doom,
doom, doom. I'm giving you some features there on Kaya.
I wouldn't do features. We don't do features, man. We got like one or two features. Sing it back and clued up. That's it.
You know, radio DJs kill me. They do one feature and it lands, ne? Then it's every day now.
Yeah, oh, shit. Yes.
True. Yes. Then everybody starts doing it. Then everybody has a version of Ask a Man.
Yeah.
Everyone. Even more flavor on his show. He's got something like that, but it's not called Ask a Man. It's different, but everyone does the same thing.
How come the community haven't come for those people?
Who, which people?
Ask a Man.
Oh.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, why?
Why can't you ask a woman?
Nah.
Yeah. How?
Fairness.
Anyway.
Really? You know?
All right, cool. Here we go. I am a former record label co-owner. I used to be married to a famous musician. Lately, tweeps have accused me of liking threesomes. Who am I?
Prosper.
Prosper's long dead, man.
Okay, Ghosty. Prosper passed away. All right. Damn, Ghosty. What did you think Prosper?
I don't know.
Benjamin Dube. He's tweeted about a threesome, yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. You remember?
He did? Benjamin Dube?
Yeah, fact checker. Check the facts, please.
Are threesomes that fascinating, though?
I don't have a desire, man, you know?
Nah.
For a threesome.
You don't, Saul.
I've got a desire for a foursome. Nah, for some reason, I don't have I don't have any desires.
For some reason.
No, man, wait.
TK.
Married?
Yes, so... I used to be married to a famous musician.
Lisa.
I am a former record label co-owner. Lately, tubes have accused me of liking threesomes. Who am I?
Oh, man. That's what TS stands for.
Yeah.
Threesome. TS for life. Smooth, bro. Smooth.
No, TK.
Oh, it's TK.
TK.
That's correct. It's TK Nyiza. Yeah.
Oh, shit. He likes threesome.
Yeah. He used to be married to Mafikizolo, Ntanta.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's
Mafu now. Oh, they're no longer together.
Yeah.
For real?
Yes.
They broke up.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Ntlantla Mafu.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh, sorry. Fake checker, what you saying?
Just to correct, I'm sorry. Yes, there was a tweet like that, but Benjamin Dube did actually try to correct it in December 19, 2020, stating that there was a misunderstanding.
19 never changes its stripes. Remember.
All right, next one. I am a successful musician. I've lately been accused of practicing black magic. Some people feel like I should be in jail. I've since dived into gospel music. Who am I?
They accuse her of Tagata. Now she's doing gospel. Who?
Ghost Lady. Judy Sipuma.
Kelly Kumalo.
You saying Kelly Kumalo? Judy Sipuma. Okay.
Give those clues again.
I'm a successful musician. I've been lately accused of practicing black magic. Some people feel like I should be in jail. I've since dived into gospel music.
Oh, it's Kelly, bro.
Kelly Kumalo.
Oh, definitely.
Kelly. And that is correct.
That's Kelly.
Yeah. Do you think that's a real thing, though, bro?
What?
That she uses Muti?
I don't know. Like, I've never... Like, if I say yeah, it's going to be based on what? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, that is factual, you know? And also, anyone is capable of using Muti. That's the thing. Mm. So, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't say yeah. You know? Because it's going to be... Well, on that sense of docu, though, they did say... But I consult somewhere.
That's what I was going to say.
But isn't there a difference
between anyone can consult.
Yes.
No, it's not about just consulting. I think it came from is when they, I think after the death, she went to go visit her sangoma. And there was just a lot of allegations around her. And I think even there was a time on her show, she said something as well that just kind of alluded like, umuntu emithi, and she was...
Pregnant, umithi. Pregnant.
I know. Imithi as in the herbs, the using of, you know, African muti. Yes, yeah.
Wow.
So, all right. I used to be a hot hip-hop cat somewhere around early 2000, 2002. Sanele wrote this, by the way.
Whoa.
Hip-hop cat.
Cat. I'm surprised not ninja.
2002. And I even released a top hip-hop album only to quit music altogether to become a pastor. Who am I?
Selwyn.
Selwyn.
Selwyn, yeah.
And you?
Yeah, Selwyn.
And that is correct, Mr. Selwyn.
Mr. Selwyn.
Did you know he's married to Nomcebo?
Zigote?
Yeah.
Oh, Namanga.
Seriously?
Are you for real?
Oh, that's what Sanele is saying here. Please fact check there for us.
Sanele, man.
Don't you... Don't you guys have Selwyn's number?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you call him. Just
do you want Selwyn's number?
Hey, man, I'm an old school cat.
You're an old school cat.
Good Selwyn's number. That's funny.
You're an old school ninja.
Nah, man. No ways. Married, maybe married. Self ngwenya, ne?
Ah, shit, I don't have it anymore.
Ngwenya.
Yeah. Please check for us.
Ngwenya. Hey, she's hala.
prophets. According to Google, Nomgcobo Zikode's husband is Salvin Fraser.
Ha, Sanel.
Ah, okay, let's hold
that. Sanel. Now imagine we never fed check. It was going out. The episode was going out.
Yo. How bad?
Spreading lies here.
Spreading lies.
Not humor. Not humor.
Imagine Selwyn's Mr. Selwyn's wife now.
She came back from leave. Can't you see? She came back from leave.
She's glowing.
She's glowing.
What? Glow her foot.
Yeah, we have glow.
When did you leave? Umit.
Umit. Yeah.
Do me too.
Yeah.
Umit.
Yeah.
Umit.
He doesn't want to answer for his sins.
That baby is kicking now.
Okay, last one. All right, cool. I'm a black successful businessman who is not shy to share his lavish lifestyle on social media with people. Unfortunately, that has opened the door for people to link me with some of Mzansi's slay queens. Haters have me...
Sodi.
Haters have been praying that I be arrested for some of the work I did for the public sector. Who am I?
It's Edwin, obviously.
Yo,
had some crazy party.
Yeah, man, I saw that.
Insane.
Beautiful
hope in Brighton, what are you going to do to get an invite there, man? Fucking hell. Did you see that thing?
Bro, crazy, yeah?
Eh?
Yeah. Anati was there.
Wait. Who's Anati?
Who's Anati?
The producer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Anati was there. Like, I was like, oh, Anati?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anati, Edwin.
Anati, yeah.
Isn't he a rich kid?
Oh, he's from a rich family.
He's also like, yeah, okay, fair enough. I guess rich people, you know, hang out.
Where is Anati? I feel like hip-hop died when he stopped making music, man.
Yeah. Mm. Anati Twasile always got some... He's gifted. It's some form of a spiritual gift.
Oh, he's releasing an album?
Is he? Yeah, he's talented. He's, he's fucking really amazing. Fucking
no, yeah.
Bro, he had the hip-hop scene on chokehold.
Let's call him on the podcast, man.
I don't think you'd come.
What?
Yeah, his industry, I guess.
Huh. Nah, let's try it, man.
Mac, anyone who just says no to you, he's industry.
No, he hasn't even said no. That's the thing. You know?
Have you tried him, dude? No, you haven't. Okay, try him.
Yeah,
try.
He's an interesting
And then as soon
individual.
As, when he says no, are you going to give me my flowers?
We need flowers. You need flowers for claiming people are industry. What if they just don't feel like coming here?
Peduka, anything else you want to talk about?
Speaking of flowers, did you see Pori giving him due flowers?
Oh, yeah. Shout out
to Pori, man. That was beautiful.
I like this new Pori, man. Last week he was giving out visas. This week...
Was he able to get the visas?
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Come on, guys.
Just had the conversation going.
We're podcasting here. Come on, you know what I mean.
What visa?
No, you know what I mean. You are saying giving out visas. He was asking for visas.
Yes,
what
but...
visa?
Yeah.
Guys, what happened? What visa? What visa?
See,
what happened?
Saul is confused. Let's. Saul.
I get it. It comes from giving flowers to. Come on, guys.
No.
Let's stay explain. With me.
Okay, what visas? What visas?
Yeah.
What visas?
We were saying piano artists should get visas from departments of arts and culture.
Oh, yes. This time around.
But was the request granted?
No.
Exactly. So he wasn't giving out visas.
Yeah, but come on, it sounds nicer. When
you... I know, yeah. I get what you mean.
Yeah.
All
right. We're podcasting.
Oh, okay. Would he crash out in that department?
Yes, my dog. Yeah.
Yeah, so he said, TRP doesn't get the credit for what it did to Amapiano, which was he introduced the lock drop sound, you know. So everybody was making Amapiano, and Mdu was the one who added a lock drum. And we all know, you know, it's part of Amapiano lock drum forever.
Yeah, it changed
and
the
it
game.
Changed the game forever.
Made millionaires.
Dude, I mean,
even we eat from piano, bro.
No, we eat big time, bro, from piano.
I don't know about big time, but we
not big time, bro. Not big time, but we eat substantially.
Hey, man, we gotta get new managers. Last night, we were playing for 15-year-olds, bro, at a fashion show.
It was an expo.
Hey, we need new managers.
Fashion show thingy. I was like,
bro.
But wait, they booked you. Clearly, you're in demand with the 15-year-olds. They demand, they wanted.
Buster was unavailable.
I knew it was coming.
You know, so
with you guys being around, it must have been a very safe party.
There I am. I'm playing in Brits. I'm excited because Brits is Mac Lopez's home. No.
Ne? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, ah, fuck. I got my playlist ready. I'm like, ay, imagine shine number, man. Shine number. When you get there, it's a whole, it's 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 15-year-olds. It's a fashion show. I have to jump on. I'm playing. I'm like, fucking hell. I just filled up Sunbed Arena, man. Here.
Now you're here,
the 15-year-olds were like, Arena Tawa. The 15-year-olds were like, remember, Arena or no? Fucking hell. And then, Guzi Raida, I'm Zopuza. It literally came in this enamel cup. It's from last night. Yeah, I was like, wow, this is interesting. It was interesting. And I talked
we need new managers. And did you see, festival started? Did you see all the gigs this past weekend? All packed.
Crazy, right? It was a crazy, crazy weekend, eh? Like, yo, it was going down.
And we are there playing for 15-year-olds.
December
vibes, guys. It is, right, already.
I know, man. We need new managers, though.
Blame your podcast. Hey. You are reaching every board, yeah?
So gets in because he was playing up to me. So comes, hey, my man, which one is this one?
Which one is this one?
And then he's trying to play deep piano to school the kids.
Oh, no, shame.
Yeah, you must educate the kids. They need education.
Ah,
these kids.
Soul.
No, but I mean, it was like they weren't even listening, these kids. They weren't even bothered.
So
man.
Why did
people
you even play it?
Were
no.
Packing up. People were packing up. People were packing up there. I was like.
So why did you even play that? Why did you do that?
I mean, I play good music.
Right?
Ah, so. It was good music.
What's
good
the
music?
Point playing to people who called?
Max is exaggerating, man. I wasn't. Was it deep?
Yeah.
Generally, you
for
play
the kids,
deep.
Dog.
No. So you go
for
deep.
The kids. Come on, nah, they're 15 years. What do they know about? Be a private school.
So I'm going to play paper for kids. Now I must play paper. So you want to play paper for kids?
Ay, not paper, but...
What?
I'm a niggy. I'm a, you know?
Oh, you weren't even playing that.
I did. You came late, dog. You came in my last song.
Oh, like 5 minutes before I played. Nah, man, the kids, you know, the kids must enjoy the good music.
But there might be a new genre that might challenge piano this festive, man.
What is it?
Three-step. It's coming in hot now.
What's three step?
Three step.
Tuxin.
Not Zala Tuxin. Tuxin. Yeah.
Afro tech goes... Tuxin. Hey. Like.
Hey.
Uh-huh. Even thing is three step, man.
Murder.
Murder. Morgan Sun.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Boom.
Hey, three step is coming in hot, eh?
Okay.
No, I don't think it will last long, eh?
You reckon?
Nah, as a sound, I don't think it'll last
that
too
new,
long.
That new Kent song, the remix, it tags in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's three steps.
Bones in the Sun, that's three steps.
Yeah, that's three steps. Have you heard that?
Mm-mm.
You.
Afrotech, there's a song by Glock called Mama. Have you heard it? Glock and I played it for you yesterday, right? Glock and Mackenzie from Rhythmic Elements.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking beautiful. Mm. Yeah. Mama. Oh, bruh.
There's a song by...
Glock is like that, disappear and come with a nice weird song and disappear again. This is the one.
It's there's a song by Zulu Makatini. It's the new Mnige.
Oh.
Shaimoto. Shaimoto 2.0.
I got that song yesterday.
Yeah.
I got that song yesterday.
Yeah.
Is it? It's going to be... Mnige is a big feature.
I know. That one is moving, dog. It's moving. That's
next to Mnige is big pressure, eh?
Yeah.
No, that's a big call.
We played it while we were waiting for you.
Yeah. Hey.
We did
miles around. Species Bambi Skipper Sanel. And drive moto.
We moto.
What did you think of it?
I know it's banging.
It's
I
banging.
It. Yeah, no.
It's a banger. That
it's
one.
Got that. Who saw it?
I think it's hot.
Now that's what you play for the kids. Not
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's hot. I don't know if it's the next nigga. I'll need to listen to it again.
No, this festive is going to cause damage. Speaking about piano, I don't know if you remember. So we once had MFR Souls, ne? I always thought they the ones who started piano.
Now, as I was saying, so Pori said, big up to him to TRP. He's going to send him 100K. Gabza will also send him 100K.
Yeah.
And then he asked other piano artists and DJs to send him 10K.
Major League sent, I think, 50.
Major 50 League what? Said they're sending 50,000 US dollars.
Oh, dollars.
And that's a million rands.
Dollars.
That's like almost a million rands.
They're capping, bro.
You don't think they sent it?
No, man.
Where's the POP? Pori sent the POP.
Yeah, true.
I mean, $50,000, do you know how much that is, dog?
Yeah, that's a million rand.
Yeah, oh.
The boys have the money, man. It's 500,000 each. Yeah. Come on, man.
They can, though.
No,
the boys are guapped.
The boys are guapped. But a million, just like that?
Hey, but a million is a lot of money.
Oh, a million is a lot, guys.
To send a million. Oh.
But they can. How
just
much,
for okay. a log drum. Oh, what?
How much?
Okay. They must send us POP. They must show us the logs.
No.
If they order by shy.
But it's that log drum that got them where they are.
Also, yes. They made all these millions from this log drum.
Okay, how much do you think the boys are making?
Don't know, man. That's a difficult question. They're making millions, though.
They're making
millions. Yeah, because they're charging dollars.
In dollars. I mean, they...
Yeah, but still, man, fucking hell.
Do they charge in dollars here in South Africa?
No.
So now, then Njenje tweets. Did you see Njenje's tweet?
Uh-uh.
It's getting to where you are going now. Njenje then tweets. He says, let me read the tweet.
Yeah, because I'm trying to find the part where we interviewed... MFSO, so I can play it for you guys.
Then JJ tweets. He says, thank you at MFR Souls for giving us this immediately, like a few hours after Pori's tweet. Thank you, MFR Souls, for giving us this genre called Amapiano. Batswadi li bana ba rona ba robala ba jile ka jenu ka lebaka la mosebetsi ya lona.
You so. Wow. Alrighty.
Ayo ne tsamanga poe.
Oh, so
and then my man.
Next year,
my April. Figuring out it commented la iti. Omunibonga umtu. Hamba ni Tuarelo. I didn't even know Njenje's name is Tuarelo. It's omunibonga umtu. Hamba ni Tuarelo. Unekwa nomtu. And then Njenje responds, who?
Who?
Nai.
Hectic.
And then Omunyati, Pori is thanking Mdu, and they were not on the other side, MFR. I'm confused as hell. Who introduced us to Piano Vele? Njenje's response, vote EFF.
Njenje's a troll.
Njenje is a fucking character. He's a troll big time. So yeah, I found it interesting. But MFR, yeah, because...
Listen to this. This is MFR's in their own words.
Oh, okay.
In their own words. We did this interview like 3 years ago. Sitting on 30,000 views. It was tough. And we thought we were rocking, man.
who actually started Amapiano? Because some people say it's Kabza, some people say it started in Soweto.
Okay, Ronald Darila Amapiano or something with Kabza. So we started around 2013. Well,
Did you hear that? There was some TV cabs.
Yeah, that's true, man.
You hear that, ne?
Yeah.
All right, cool. What's happening?
There's a Kopanli cabs after, like, 2014.
Yeah. Around 2012, actually, yeah. Because we made cabs around 2013, you know? So, Lena Naita, a nice sound, I understand. And so then we got Kopanli, like, I'm fine. No, this is nice. No, let's exchange numbers. How to exchange the projects and then how to call us part, you understand? Yeah, well, so Lena and I write that sound and then, you know, he added whatever he had to add on that sound. Yeah, well, so and then we started meeting the Mashtamang, Kaba Kanali, you understand? And then we started doing...
Kaba Kanal.
Kakaye.
Okay.
Sound A, yeah, well. So at first it was Nisa Toile, you understand? So how about Puka? Never understand the root along. Never, I wanna, this is expensive music. Yeah. I wanna before the Amapiano word, yeah, yeah, and then with the obvious answer, busy respond, Ali Machita, and then with the help of Machita Soweto, the DJs, you understand? The Machita ko Alex, you know, they were around the first people who Mamela sound A by enjoy, you understand? Mm. So I think hence that's why I bought a sound A Khutla, maybe Pito. I mean, not Pretoria, sorry, Soweto. Mm. Because the DJs Takara, they were the first ones to jump onto that
which
sound.
Which DJs?
Wostoki, ne?
Yeah, Wostoki.
Okay.
Who were those? Yeah, the likes of
Wostoki, Stokes, Lil O,
Farmer.
Farmer came later, but Farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the three major. Stokely, yeah. Lil O, Stokes.
So before you guys started producing it, who was doing that sound?
No one.
So you guys started
no
it?
No one, actually, yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. And do you, I don't think you guys...
They don't mention Mdu at all.
No, no, Mdu, my man, like guys. Ne? Mdu.
Is lock drum.
Is lock drum, fan.
But what is piano without the lock drum?
That's true. And what's a lock drum without piano?
So okay, so they started what genre? Because they didn't have a lock drum.
They started piano. I'm a piano. Remember, because I'm a piano when it started. Was I'm a piano. It was literally, I'm a, okay, like,
playing piano.
It's fucking a flow slow. You hear these sounds.
Oh, and then he came with a lock drum. Oh.
And then, Mdu. Kong kong. Wakokota. Wakokota. So, but my piano was there already. Mdu revolutionized it with the lock drum. There's a video. Initially, I'm a piano. There's a video, and I only found out this now that it's actually Josiah the Disciple. Please try search that video. Ne? There's a video of a young kid, like maybe he's like 15, 16, producing a track in the car. I think obviously with the sound connected to the car, Bluetooth or whatever, via laptop. You know, and he was playing like on the keyboard, the laptop keyboard, like a piano solo. And that was the sound that was I'm a piano. If you can find it, you'll hear it. And that's actually Josiah the Disciple. He finally posted it a long time ago saying, this is a kid producing on the laptop, playing a keyboard on the laptop, and you making up, you still coming up with excuses. Please try find it.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll try find it. Mm. Yeah, I'm up. You found it. Oh, fuck yeah, bro. So that's the sound. And that's the sound MFR Souls were pioneering. But Mdu came in with the lock drum. And I think Vele, we must start there on Ipiano as a whole. Who came up with it? You know? And MFR Souls, man, is hungry, definitely in that. Definitely. Mm. You can't, like, erase them from the history books, you know? Yeah, then Mdu obviously get
shut.
Lock drum changed everything.
Yeah, like, man. Fucking hell.
There's no, I think about it. Lock drum.
Oh shit, I've got his number actually, Mdu.
Mdu?
Yeah.
For real? Oh, yeah. Me too. Call him. Mdu, man. Simbo's a good to tell him, Malini.
Yeah.
Oh, Tumulang, I want 10,000 in Akomek.
Agnamali.
Your school fees.
Aye.
Oh,
Agnamali.
When I saw.
Yeah, okay, so, Mac. Yeah. Oh, forgot. Got keys.
When I saw you send you 10,000 work.
Yeah.
Did you send you 10,000?
Oh, no mali. No mali, mina guys. I'm not going to mali. I'm not mali.
That's why I said, I love Antoine.
Hey, he's scared. So, I'm Mac.
Nenzani?
So, I'm Mac.
Unenzani?
Hey, he's scared. So, I'm Mac.
Nah, he's not answering.
Ah, fuck. Would have been dope to
found the slip. I think you can connect it. How do I send you this link?
Well, let me try MFR. MFR, I don't have their number.
Hi, man. What's going on? What is this?
MFR Souls.
Just Google. Man, Google.
Yeah.
Josiah the Disciple car producing.
Okay.
Yeah, then you...
On YouTube?
See. Yeah, just Google it. Nah, just Google it.
Oh, just Google. Okay.
He posted on his Facebook.
Okay. Josiah...
The Disciple car producing.
The Disciple.
Yeah. Hey man, shout out, man.
Hey man, do you watch that
shit?
That piano show on Zanzi.
Yeah, man. Their lifestyle, Labon Jelik, Nabo Josiah.
It's so cool, man.
I haven't seen it. I'll catch it up. That's what's so dope, it about?
Man. They just follow the lives of Josiah, Mahu, Njelik.
Mahu.
Yeah.
She dropped a beautiful album now.
Oh, is the album out?
Mahu, yeah.
Fuck, she's amazing.
She's good, eh? Hey,
Mahu. Josiah Disciple Piano, what?
Producing. Ka, no,
producing.
Ka. Piano? Come. No, Josiah the Disciple producing car. Car producing.
Producing.
You found it? Yeah. And that was
okay,
like the initial sound. I don't know
cool,
if
cool,
they
cool.
I don't think in the long term that video.
This is 2021. It's on Facebook. I don't have Facebook, bro. Can someone else play it? I don't have Facebook.
No.
It's taking me to Facebook.
It's fine, guys. The chillers will find it, so they'll hear it anyway. But, like, yeah. So, I'm a piano. That's where it's from, man, as far as
I want to hear the sound, bro. Can we connect it? Yeah, please look for it. Or let me just send it to the group and then just play that. Yeah.
I think that was before Lock Drum. Hey, Nswabi, Kali Lock Drum, love. I was Upala. Yeah. Oh, he started no more type. Type Kawai. Type. Yeah, you do a type. I'm type and jaya.
Anyway, while you look for it, now, congratulations to Popcorn and Cheese.
Shout out.
They took 3 awards at the New Generation Social and Digital Media Awards for their Nestle campaign. Yeah. They won Most Viral Campaign, Best Influencer Campaign, and Best Use of a Podcast. I told you, my dog. It's in the skits, my dog. It's in the skits, my dog.
It's the skits, dog. It's the skits. And shout out to Robot Boy, guys. Did you see his video for Salar?
Yes.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. Shout out to Robot.
Man, what? Let's call it Robot.
I mean, I'm tired of calling, my man.
I'm a pendulum, but it's beautiful. Please
call
check
him
it out.
By yourself.
So beautiful. Like, we've been disappointed with many videos. I know, like, yeah, sometimes in my piano, it's like, oh, the song will be banging. And then you watch the video, like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, yo, he paid homage so beautiful to Milkshake.
Yeah.
Not Milkshake. Milkshake is alive.
No.
Dimples. To Dimples, yeah. To Costa,
yeah.
To I'm a Neighbor,
oh, that's beautiful, Rwanda, man.
Kilakau.
Video of the year?
Mbura.
Video of the year.
It has to.
Deserve.
Woo!
Video of the year. By far, that's video of the year. Video of the year.
Yeah.
And it's heating up there by the skits there between Popcorn and Cheese and Spreading Humors.
Oh, so is it?
Yeah, remember they're busy with the Kit Kat campaign.
Yes.
So first week, Popcorn and Cheese took it. This past week, people voted for Spreading Humors.
Oh, dope.
So it's a tie now, and we're going into round 3.
Shit, dope. What's the skit about this time around? Because before it was glitches at when technology...
Yeah, first one was Teka Taking at Work.
Yes.
Second one was Teka Taking at Home. With this one is? Teka Taking at Groove, at an event. Ooh, okay, cool.
Oh, dope.
So Spreading Humors was yesterday. Popcorn and Cheese will drop this Wednesday, and then people can vote at kitkat.co.za. Voting opens every Wednesday and Thursday. Let's see who's going to take it. Mara, it's hitting up there by the skits.
Yeah, it's crazy. The wars, war skits.
Yeah.
War of the skits.
Yeah,
dope. The skit wars.
And
skit
then, war. Ladies and gentlemen, to all our Bloemfontein chillers, we are coming! So promenade.
Yeah, we're coming. No, get it. Bloom. I see what you did there.
The Podcast and Chill team will be broadcasting in Bloemfontein on the 21st of October at the Backyard Experience at Ramblers Club venue. The event will feature great food, amazing vibes, and captivating live music from the finest artists representing the Free State and Bloemfontein. Secure tickets right now, priced between 150 and 200 rands, available at webtickets.co.za. Don't miss out. Didn't we go to Bloem last year? Didn't we do a
broadcast? We did, ne?
Yeah.
Who are some of the hot artists from Bloem?
I got no idea, bro. We'll see.
We'll find out.
And shout out to Onside ZA. They had an interview with Gavin Hunt.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
oh,
that's a beautiful interview. Oh,
nice.
Make sure you check out Onside ZA, brought to you by Betway. It drops every single Friday at 3 p.m. Ghost Lady, am I missing anything?
No.
Savala Poison?
Savala, and shout out to that lady with the Taz who knocked over the guy who snatched
yeah,
the bag.
Yeah, no.
Hero! Tazzy Superman!
What happened?
You don't know the viral video?
Man, I gotta get back on social media. Hey, I'm missing out, dude.
Yeah, so these fuckers snatched a lady's bag. She's driving a Taz. She's leaving what looks like a regulated private property space. Maybe it's like office park or whatever, and she parks by the boom gate. These fuckers come on both sides of the car, and the one by the driver's side snatches her bag from her, you know? And then the other one runs into the getaway car, and then the other one, fucker, runs, I don't know where, different direction. Then the lady knocks her over with the car. But now, obviously, the video trends goes viral. We're hailing her as a hero. Out of flop, she comes out and she makes a statement. You know, and she says it was deliberate and she was trying to get her stuff back. Mm. And then you know how the law works in the country.
Yeah.
It may be attempted murder.
Mm. Ooh.
Literally, because...
Isn't it self-defense, something like that?
No, because the guy's running away from you. You're not in danger anymore.
He's running.
He's running away. Literally with his back faced, you know, and to you.
I want
to
let democracy in. Criminals have more rights then.
I think she should have just said, I was panicking. I thought more people were coming. I was just trying to get away. And then unfortunately bumped into him. But we all know that's not what happened. It was deliberate. But to come out and say it, also, it's tricky. And this is the law in this country.
Mm. And now our law protects the criminals, basically.
But it's fine,
it favors the criminal right now, the law.
If she gets arrested, Pori will pay for the bail.
Oh, no. He's there he's still honoring Mdu. He's cleaned out by Mdu.
Never. Pori buys bags, a bag. What Hermes? Maybe it's
Hermes.
It's Hermes.
Hermes.
Hey, rich. Hey, guys, so nice. Hey, how nice.
No, man. If you're 400,000, you take it back.
Hermes.
No, no, your man.
Yeah, ghost lady. How do you buy a bag worth 500K?
It's an investment.
No,
with
man.
A Hermes bag, like it doesn't depreciate in price. It actually, it appreciates. Yeah.
That's stupid.
No,
that's
man.
One. No,
so that's... someone buys these bags for secondhand bag for like 1 million.
Yeah.
Damn.
Fuck.
Something that
you
would have bought maybe for 200K, like a couple of years ago. No. It becomes a vintage, like with a Hermes, like it's one of those.
You guys, one dollar rough.
No, until the lady calls, baby, I want a Hermes.
The lady won't say, you're the one on SMS. Think that lady.
Maybe it's
Naledi has
actually,
not
wait.
Smack. Naledi
maybe
just Naledi
has a Hermes.
The lady just swipes. Because like, baby, what's this 400,000 for? Did you buy a car? Totally Hermes, I think.
Totally Hermes.
Hey, imagine swiping
half
a
mil
for a bag, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, no ways, man.
Yeah.
I keep low. Oh, yeah.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's not.
So you were comfortable swiping half a mil for a bag?
There are people, yeah.
That's
that handbag. Level, no, handbag. Man. For a handbag,
Oh, guys, we got to stop this Instagram lifestyle bullshit.
Like I said, the Hermes, if you're speaking specifically about the Hermes bags, it does appreciate in value, guys.
So you think Pori buys it for investment?
Maybe.
Does Pori have the real one?
I must.
Dude, that's used to cool about it. This guy just sent someone 100K for a lock drum.
Man,
100K for a lock drum.
Yeah, but you're honoring someone who's helping you get money. A bag is not helping you get money. So
but you're saying you're questioning
the authenticity.
You just
said it's an investment.
Huh?
You just said it's an investment, but now it's not getting you money.
Yeah, it's an investment, but it's not helping with him getting bookings.
No, with Pori, I don't think he'd buy anything fake, man. Pori's guapped, guys.
Yeah, no,
Pori's sebenzile bafethu. Let's put some respect to him. Sebenzile.
Pori's got money for days.
Spanilo Pori. He's like Birdman, the piano hub, black boy music. Yeah, because piano hub is like young money, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like got the parent company there. And come on, man. Spanilo Pori.
Just from streams alone.
Pori Spanilo, guys. Sure.
He doesn't even have to gig.
Yes. Yeah. Remember, he earns from Mnige, all these songs. He's really? There. Like,
yeah.
Pori Spanilo. Well,
just
guys.
Featuring. Yeah, that's true.
Pori. Then there's Madumane. Then there's performances, bookings. Yeah. And a whole lot of stuff. Mm. Poros Panile, man. Like,
yeah, I know.
The TikTok.
And then everybody there, like, you know, they book through. Like, I know Dalu Wanga's bookings, it's bookings at Black Boy Music, which is his
company. Yeah, that's why none of the artists have ever come on the podcast.
Oh.
Because the boss said no.
And then Shana and Dalu Wanga, what is cool to come. But
no, but the boss,
you know, these talks. We always have these talks with guys, you know. Yeah, fair. Oh, it's so hard. I thought I couldn't even eat flu boots. I fell. Hey, kind of stock so hard. And
but I think Pori is going to be going to Popcorn and Cheese.
No? For real? Whoa.
Pori could go to Popcorn and Cheese.
Whoa, it's the skit.
Man, I'm starting to think.
But wouldn't it be funny if you come to Popcorn and Cheese and then we appear?
Yeah, actually. Do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Popcorn and cheese.
Bakhale, over Robert Boy, no Pori. My bet is that, but says one so. Guarantee that.
Sala.
Like that. Come on, start. Let's do it. Fuck it up. Let's do it.
Let me say, Daddy Popcorn. Yes.
Come on, bust your hand. Let's touch it. Let's do it. I'm a fine putum calm on your boy. Hey, now I'm a contagious. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
come on, let's crash my bonus too.
Yeah.
Then we start.
You're safe, man. Check
it.
Before I stayed, but I wanted to state, you forgot the Uhuru days, by the way. But yes, MS bags are.
Where does that come from?
He was mentioning all of Pori's.
Poru Spani, the guy's from Uhuru, right?
Uhuru, yes.
When he was still DJ Navy. Yeah. Remember he was Navy. Was he Navy? Yeah.
No? Yes, he was DJ Navy.
He used to be DJ Navy. Oh, yeah. Spani to Pori, guys.
You know, first time I met him, we're playing at Who's Who. Yeah. Popstar was still doing those Sunday things.
Yes.
So he was playing after me. And I'm like, hey, dog, hey, nice. Because I just found out that he did My Name Is.
My Name Is, Human Clap, yes. Yeah.
So he was like a bit disgruntled. He's like, hey, I should have kept it for myself. I'm like, ah, dog, you got plenty of hits still to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right. I think I gave him motivation to.
$2,100,000 You know, all the chillers and all the Pori fans. $2,100,000 We're honoring you now. For motivating my poor Lisa. And I'm sure you said, hey, change your name. What's this Navy?
Yes.
But to answer you, all her MS bags actually go with 105% resale value. So at any given time, you can resell it, including a Birkin's bag.
Birkin's? What's a Birkin's?
It's another label. Birkin bag.
Okay, what makes these things special?
Yeah.
As the previous conversation that we had, these things are handmade. So there's only exclusive
Many
value.
Many bags are handmade, guys.
Not necessarily. You need a certificate for these type of bags, and they only go to a certain
This is a scam of
Fucked up. But it's handmade. Just because they say it's got 100-whatever% value. What's the value in that? That's fine. Pori can afford it. But, like, let's be honest. What value is there? What value
but
is in that shit?
You're complaining because you can't afford it.
It's just branding. None of us can afford it. Well, man. Yeah. Sorry. None of us can afford it. None of us can afford it. Let's go on.
You guys must stop this shit. I had a family vacation last week. Now everyone's asking me for money. All my cousins. I think I'm
only now they're asking you for money.
They're late.
Medicine Garden to watch Black Hope. What value is in that? What value is in that?
Correct.
So what?
It's just branding.
What are the expenses that you just splash your money on? I'm just saying, what do you know that you splash? You splash your money on things.
Yeah, but
perfumes. I'm getting skins when.
I'm getting.
Sol is here wearing perfumes at 8,000. Tinas,
Anything else, ghost lady?
Hey man, we are here podcasting chill. Boom.
Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellences. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabine, do not fear. For if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.